I was born bold.
Summer Breakfast. Summer Breakfast on SEN. It's all thanks to Blunston Boots. Get back to work like a boss by Blunstons for a chance to win $150,000. Conversation starter coming very shortly. And Summer Flyers not too far away as well. But, Dale, we were in the studio Monday morning. Our heads were on a swivel watching all of the final round of the NFL. What a stunning final weekend it was. And a bit to talk about with Mike Jones from USA Today. Mike, thanks for your time once again.
Hey, thanks for having me.
New York Giants and Philadelphia, that has been a big talking point on this show this morning. What's the fallout been like and what are the conversations like right now?
Well, you know, I know a lot of Giants fans are upset. A lot of regular football fans were just kind of perplexed by what they saw. But when you think about it, the Eagles weren't the only people that rested players or, you know, pulled or and evaluated different guys. It was just because that thing came down to a division. But when you think about the Pittsburgh Steelers, they didn't play a lot of their starters, and there were other teams who needed the Browns to lose to get into the playoffs. So, unfortunately, it came down to that. It was just so perplexing because Jalen Hurts is a guy that you think the Eagles want to evaluate for their future, and they took the ball out of his hands. So it's definitely been something that's been discussed quite a lot about amongst football fans.
And Mike, the other big story that's just broken is the Cleveland Browns, obviously making the playoffs for the first time in nearly 20 years. Baker Mayfield running the show over there, but they've got more COVID cases and they're going to be missing a heap of stars, including their coach and a couple of assistants.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult, and it's unfortunate for them that, look, they waited this long to finally get to the playoffs, and then here they're not going to be at full strength. It doesn't look like, obviously, like you said, they're not going to have their head coach, some of their top offensive linemen, and you know that they would much rather go against the Pittsburgh Steelers at full force, and instead they're going to be greatly reduced, and it's just unfortunate because it's been such a feel-good story for them all year long, and now for it to come down to this is unfortunate.
How did you see Tom Brady's year? I mean, it's still going. 43 years of age, he had 43 touchdowns. A lot was said about him, and I guess still is, about his position and his position in the game as a whole. What was your take on what he's done in the regular season?
I thought that he's had a very good regular season. Now, there's going to be, you know, growing pains anytime you're in a new offense, you're with a new coach, new philosophy. But I still think that despite the fact that it looked like Bruce Arians was still trying to figure out the best way to use Brady, Brady was still highly productive. There are probably, you know, of the 32 starting quarterbacks, probably, you know, three-fourths of them would love to have numbers like Brady did. Mm-hmm. So I'd say hats off to him. Pretty remarkable, and it looks like he could still play this game another several years.
Mike Jones joining us from USA Today, but particularly with the news that the Cleveland Browns have 5 total positive tests, including their head coach, and things very much up in the air for Sunday's game. Mike, we're talking about some of the feel-good stories and some of the great stories of the year. The Alex Smith comeback story is one that I've followed along for the last couple of seasons. It's such a bad injury that was almost a whole lot worse than just a leg. To go from where he's been to getting back to the playoffs is quite remarkable.
It definitely is. And, you know, it went from them trying to save his leg, then his life being at risk because of the infection, 17 surgeries, and for him to work his way back, not just to make the roster, but to wind up being their starter and leading them to the divisional title and the playoffs is pretty amazing. He has got amazing mental fortitude, determination, and he's a big inspiration to his teammates and to other NFL players alike. And so even if they don't win on Saturday, it's still been really remarkable. He can, you know, check this off saying he did this. This was the Mission Impossible. And he did it.
There's a couple of quarterbacks that are being spoken about, Mike, in regards to maybe changing clubs. The other one being a potential retiree in Drew Brees. Do you think this will be the last season of Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints?
It does seem like it's pointed that direction. Above 40. He's had some injuries this year. It seems like they've been preparing, for this the last several years, that this would be his last year. And so, you know, I know that he would badly like to go out there on top, winning one more Super Bowl. It's going to be difficult for them, I think. But, you know, I think that football fans should definitely enjoy watching him while they can, because this does look like he could ride off after this one here.
So, Mike, lastly, and this might be a difficult one to answer, who's your prediction from here? If we were to time code this conversation and come back in about 4 weeks from now, who's winning it?
I have the Kansas City Chiefs winning this thing. You know, who they face is a little bit more difficult to pick, because I think every single NFC team has a little bit of a weakness or a question mark about them. But right now it looks like the Green Bay Packers are the team to beat. They've got home field advantage. Very tough to go to Green Bay and win. So I think that, you know, they might be able to give the Chiefs a run for their money. And the AFC challenging the Chiefs, there's a lot of good teams, but I don't know that anybody's got that firepower or somebody the level of Patrick Mahomes. So that's why I'm saying the Chiefs beating the Packers to win the Super Bowl.
It's going to be a fantastic back end of the season. Mike, as always, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'll have a good day.
Mike Jones joining us from USA Today. Chiefs, Stel, are they your number one seed?
Oh, it's hard to go past them. It is hard to go past them.
There's so much firepower, don't they?
They are the most entertaining team.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. The amount of options that they've got, I don't follow them particularly, but they're hard to turn the tally off when they are on. You feel the same?
I can't.
You've got to go with the
same. I'm not saying they're winning it, like in terms of they're unbeatable,
yes.
But I think they're going to be there in the Super Bowl.
It's a smart decision at this stage with the amount of variables that are coming up, but yeah, let's go with the Chiefs.
Our conversation started not too far away as well. We're going to get into crystal ball mode, and we need your help. 1-300-736-736 to join us. 0433981116 on the text. Summer Flyers, not too far away too.
There is a nomination that is coming through off the text, and also some private messages.
Private messages?
Private messages.
I told you this would catch fire.
To go and do some research and to check Instagram, and it's been said, Jack.
I knew this would catch fire. Australia versus India at the Gabba this summer. Made of summer, Cricket Australia and Qantas Holidays bring you the ultimate Brisbane holiday package. Flights, accommodation, day one tickets to the fourth Vodafone test. Book your tickets now at qantas.com.au.